This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. AAA says some 40 million Americans will be out on the highways this holiday week. Most people will exit the interstate just to fill up their gas tanks or get their fast food fix.
Well, what if you didn't hop right back on the interstate? NPR's Noah Adams did just that while driving up I-15 from Salt Lake City. What he found was Pocatello, Idaho.
You could think of Pocatello as two communities, the 50,000 people who live in the town and the many thousands more who are out on the interstate and barely notice. We will start our story with a few of the passersby.
At Pocatello, it was mostly sunny.
A rest stop on Interstate 15, south of town. Five young girls from Montana. They are part of a hip-hop dance troupe, and they're called the
Rocky Mountain Stars.
10 to 15 years old. They sold cookie dough in 20-pound tubs to raise money for a summer trip.
We're going to Utah Lagoon Amusement Park.
It's 8 hours for the drive down to Utah, and they sing, to pass the time, the Star-Spangled Banner, and this song about a boy.
I bet she's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's not everything that I have to live without. He's a song in the car, I keep singing, don't know why I do.
So let's hear it for the Rocky Mountain Stars.
Jessica Christian.
Brianna Thompson, I'm 11.
Allison Christians. Taylor Thompson.
Kelsey Thompson. I live in Helen, Montana. I'm 14.
At the Flying J truck stop, where it's hot and loud and a tank of diesel could cost you $500, we talk with a trucker team inside as they're buying food.
My name is Solomon Scroggins with Kingdom Cartage out of Irving, Texas. Flatbedder. It's my partner, Beverly O'Mara. We are running from Long Island, Washington, and we've got two stops in Houston, Texas, and then another two stops in Louisiana, Baton Rouge and Lafayette.
15, taking 90.
Beverly O'Mara says they take turns driving and sleeping. Their black truck keeps rolling.
You don't get very often where you can get away from the truck stops. I'd like to be able to go see some stuff, because big trucks can't go see the sights, you know? We can't get off at Yellowstone and go in and to the parks and see stuff. You just can't get a big truck down there.
Close by the truck stop, we find a man who's hoping for a ride. He's squatting in the gravel at the end of an off-ramp, sunburned, a neat bedroll, a sign that says, disabled, diabetic, anything helps, God bless.
Are you able to make eye contact with these people? Will they look at you?
Yes.
Will they roll down the window and talk to you?
No. No. They just kind of look at you and laugh.
Brian Eggleston has been here for 2 days. He's come from Oregon on his way back home to Lansing, Michigan, trying to hitchhike mostly on the interstates.
Well, in Idaho, a state cop told me yesterday that you can walk on the freeway, but you can't have a sign with a city name on it, and you can't hold your thumb out. Oregon, you can do. You can hitchhike wherever you want. Constitution says no man shall be restricted from freedom of movement. That's what it says. I didn't make that up. You know, and this is how I'm moving, with my thumb.
The word travel doesn't really appear in the Constitution, but the right to move from state to state is established in U.S. law. And the interstates have made that infinitely easier than anyone might have imagined. On the interstates, you can approach Pocatello from three directions. And if you're in your truck with a horse trailer and maybe your RV, that might be if you're coming to town for the high school rodeo.
Let us bring in our state flag, the state flag of Idaho, brought in tonight by Chelsea Horton's Team Rodeo Idaho.
At the Pocatello Fairgrounds, the Idaho State High School Rodeo Finals, a 6-day event. Brianne Beatty, 16 years old from the town of Middleton, is competing in goat tying.
We got our little goat back here to practice with and everything.
That's a real goat?
Yeah, that's a real goat.
What's his name? Did you name him?
Black goat. I don't know. It doesn't matter, whatever you want to call it.
District number two, can you make some noise for Brianne Beatty out of Middleton?
In front of the grandstand, a goat waits tethered. From 100 feet away, Brianne Beatty flashes forward on her horse, slides off, lands running, flips the goat over, whips the cord around all four ankles, ties it, throws her hands in the air. It took me 15 seconds to describe, but it took her less than 8 seconds to do.
786 for Breanne Beatty. Good job. Good job, Breanne.
Afterwards, a bright smile from Breanne. Before the ride, she'd been watching to see how the goat was moving.
And I was like, all right, so he's running that way, and he's going to try to headbutt me. So I just hit him in the head and just ran straight to him. I'm going to go on top of him.
Time to meet some Pocatellans. Will Peterson has a used bookstore downtown, keeps a guitar close at hand, and he has a song that is really about traveling.
Out on the highway with my angel and my gun, I watch the mountains fall into the sun. A radio lineman in the canyon of the dead. I am an American boy, born and
Will Peterson also wrote this line about the train yards in Pocatello in a poem. He said, "Trains in the shunting yards sound like sea monsters learning how to whistle. They also sound like giant steel warriors clashing in the dark." Pocatello has long been a Union Pacific town, the tracks running right through the center. And there's a switching yard where they link up freight cars and send them on their way. People come to sit and watch the train yard action. They have a beer and dinner out on the back deck of the Portneuf Valley Brewing Company. Penny Pink started this new brewery in an old brick building that used to have one. She loves Pocatello. She's one of several people who told us about hiking up into the hills right from your backyard. However,
well, there's a significant portion of the population here in Pocatello that would probably just as soon see people stay on I-15 and keep moving through town, so that they keep Pocatello to themselves. I think Pocatello is one of the last well-kept secrets in the West.
On my last morning in Pocatello, I took a drive, a twisting, rocky road, up to the top of Chinese Peak. A couple of thousand feet above the valley, there's a great view of the town and the Snake River Plain beyond. The Oregon Trail passed right through here. Now Interstate 86 leaves town and heads off west. Interstate 15 skirts Pocatello from Sweetgrass, Montana, at the Canadian border all the way south to San Diego. At the truck stop, a Native American driver, a Navajo, said, "You know, the Indian trails, centuries ago, just followed the game trails. Pioneer wagons came through and the trains, the state highways, the interstate. If you're on an interstate right now, you could pass by the next town in seconds. Or you could take the exit." Noah Adams, NPR News.
I still hear Daddy singing his old army songs. We laugh and count horses as we drove along. We were young then, we were together. We could bear floods and fire and bad weather. And now that I'm older, grown up on my own, I still love Mom and Daddy best in my Idaho.